Okay, it's past Hooban, past some performance tonight.
Yeah, it was a great win. Going down 1-0 early doors wasn't a great start from us, and I thought it took us a while to get into it, but once we got the equaliser, I felt that we all settled in well and just got there at half time and got a rocket up the arse from the gaffer, and I thought we just came out like a train, and it was evident that that was showed there out there second half, because I thought we just outplayed them.
Your goal was unbelievable. I have to say, I was right beside you. I was with the supporters, and I was right beside his level, but it got you rose some ahead. How did you jump so high to get that goal?
I just read Mickey. I just knew he was going to swivel and just kind of lifted in there, and it was just the right place just to get over him, and I was just saying, keep it on target, get as much as I possibly can on it, and I went in, and I just thought it was an important goal for us tonight, just to get us in the game and get us going, because I felt after that we were, you could see we were the better side, you could see we were coming into it, and credit to everyone for putting in a hard working performance, because to beat Shamrock Rovers 5-2 at home is
I can't remember Dundalk getting 5 goals.
I don't think many people come here and score 5 goals, but I thought it could have been more tonight, but 3 points to 3 points, and we move on to next Friday.
You tore them apart in the second half. I mean, there was only ever going to be one result in it. You got 2 more goals in the second half, in the early stages of the second half. It was great to get those two goals.
Yeah, and I thought responding after conceding again at 3-2 was massive. Bob's goal was brilliant, and Christian's pass is brilliant. Yeah. So the timing of that goal was massive in the game. Totally killed them off. Yeah. I thought, you could see they were going, and I thought everyone had a great game, just especially the second half, the way we came out, good togetherness, good drive, there for each other, and just we won. I just thought we just outran them as a team, and you know what, they're probably lucky that we only came out 5-2 winners, because I thought we were brilliant tonight.
15 goals as well for you in the league. You're only, I think, 5 off what you scored for Dundalk in the season when you broke the record. I don't know whether that means anything to your records, but you're certainly going to break the record again.
No, I'm just happy to be keeping myself on the pitch week in, week out now. I've had a tough time being injured all the time, and yeah. I just feel that being injury free is, and playing with a smile on my face, is just massively important to me, and the goals are coming, and that's always a good thing, and I feel like I could add more, but Peggers can't be choosers. 15 ain't bad.
15's excellent.
I don't know how many games it's 20. So just have to keep going and keep fighting, working hard for the team, and just hopefully we'll be thereabouts at the end of the season.
Has the tall Graham Burke been in the Irish team? Has it come across to you? Maybe you'd like to maybe be included in the team?
Everyone would love to play for their country. I'd be lying right here if I said, no, I don't want to play for my country. It's never got to play underage for my country, and credit though to the boys that did get in there, but I feel that there were mentioned Soccer Republic, Kieran Sadler, and then you have Mickey Duffy there, is probably being the best player in the league by a mile, and he's not even getting nowhere near
the
Irish bench. Even Jamie McGrath, he's been absolutely unbelievable in our last, especially month. So we have a lot of players in there, but we can just keep concentrating ourselves and keep going forward and keep trying to get 3 points week in, week out.
Just finally, anyway, I mean, super result tonight, and points well. Next Friday night you're playing Limerick again. You have to go again, same attitude, same everything. They're struggling now because they were held by Bose 1-0, Sligo 1 tonight.
But to be fair to them, they've been doing really well in recent weeks, you can't take anything for granted in this league, because you'll get turned over, and that's simple as that, and we just have to make sure we're on it come Friday, and another 3 massive points.
No, but my point actually was they are a good side, and my point is you can't take anything for granted.
No, absolutely, and we just have to make sure we're on it come Friday.
Fantastic, listen, well done. Thanks very much, gentlemen. Thank you.